Today, another story from Investigative Post that paints a troubling picture of the Buffalo Billion Economic Development Program. Reporter Charlotte Keith joins us with details. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
All right, Charlotte, your reporting looks at the circumstances behind the location of a biotech company called Albany Molecular Research Incorporated, or AMRI. Now, you say this company with state money was going to be set up on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus and instead ended up at the Conventus Building. Who owns that building?
So the Conventus Building is owned by Simonelli Real Estate, and the head of that company is Paul Simonelli, who is the brother of the head of LP Simonelli, which is another company that has done a lot of Buffalo Billion work. And LP Simonelli, some top executives there, are now facing criminal charges over the way they won some of that Buffalo Billion work on other projects.
Now, as you understand it, what transpired that put AMRI into that building and how much money was involved?
So AMRI was not originally supposed to go in that building. And in the beginning, LP Simonelli and Simonelli Real Estate really had no involvement in the project. But an original plan to put the building in renovated space was abruptly overturned in favor of putting the company in a newly added seventh floor of the Conventus Building. And since LP Simonelli were already building the first six floors, it made sense to have them add the seventh. And then since Simonelli Real Estate owns the building, the state bought the seventh floor from them.
In terms of figures, dollars, how much money was involved there?
So the total cost to put AMRI into the Conventus Building was at least $23.3 million, which is more than the state had anticipated spending on construction and real estate for this project. And part of the reason that the costs went up, you know, part of it has to do with just the expense of adding a new floor during construction. And part of it is sort of that the Conventus Building is really a prime real estate space. And so, you know, some local real estate professionals I spoke to sort of said, well, you know, the Conventus Building is a beautiful building, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good deal for taxpayers when state money is being used to put a private company in there.
Well, perhaps maybe officials found that the Conventus Building would be a better fit for a company like AMRI, is it?
Well, not really. One thing that I found is that the company really had no say in where they would go. Elaine Calieras, who was sort of the governor's point person on the Buffalo Billion, he was really the one who made those sorts of decisions. And this kind of became a problem when it emerged that being on the seventh floor meant the company couldn't store the very flammable solvents they use for chemical research up there. And so at one point, company executives even considered putting a part of their research space back in the original location that had been rejected. They did find a workaround which involves storing the solvents elsewhere, but it's certainly not the most convenient or the most ideal arrangement. And certainly it sort of seems surprising that the state would pay a premium for space that's not 100% ideal.
Most certainly a lot of troubling details here for sure, Charlotte. And just about a minute to go here. What are officials from Empire State Development and the state government overall, how are they reacting? What are they saying about this?
Well, no one from state government would answer questions about this deal or do an interview. You know, for weeks we've been trying to talk to them and really getting nothing. But right around the time, or just after the story was published, the governor put out this statement promising these sweeping ethics reforms, including things that would, you know, deal with some of the things that we mentioned in the story, like people sitting on boards and getting money from those organizations, or you know, conflicts of interest, that kind of stuff. But I would add that good government groups who have, you know, looked through this proposal, which is pretty vague, already have some concerns. They say there are a lot of loopholes, and to a lot of people, I think it seems more like a political gesture than anything else.
Charlotte Keith, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.